I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. A senior Hamas leader is criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's ultimatum over its decision to delay the release of Israeli hostages. The Palestinian militant group on Monday cited Israeli violations of the ceasefire agreement as a reason for the delay. Trump issued a dire warning to Hamas while speaking to reporters in the Oval Office.
If all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
The Hamas official told Reuters news agency on Tuesday that threatening language has no value and only complicates matters. Trump will host Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House Tuesday. The president told reporters that he might withhold aid to Jordan and Egypt if they refuse to accept Palestinians under his proposal to relocate them from Gaza. President Trump on Monday announced a 25% tariff on aluminum and steel imports. VOA correspondent Anita Powell reports from the White House.
Trump's trade advisor says this move will help domestic producers and support the nation's economic and national security. The biggest foreign steel suppliers, Canada, Brazil, Mexico, and South Korea, are likely to be hit hardest. But Trump says not only rivals, but also allies were taking advantage of the U.S.
We were being pummeled by both friend and foe alike. Our nation requires steel and aluminum to be made in America, not in foreign lands. We need to create, in order to protect our country's future, a resurgence of U.S. manufacturing and production.
Many economists believe tariffs raise consumer prices. U.S. trade partners have warned that the tariffs could hurt automakers, shipbuilders, and other U.S. industries. Anita Powell, VOA News, The White House.
This is VOA News. The internal watchdog at the embattled U.S. Agency for International Development says the agency has lost almost all ability to track $8.2 billion in unspent humanitarian aid. AP correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The watchdog says that's because of the Trump administration's foreign funding freeze and idling of staffers. That includes a greatly reduced ability to ensure no aid falls into the hands of violent extremist groups or goes astray in conflict zones. However, the inspector general also says it has had longstanding concerns about existing USAID oversight mechanisms. Mike Hempen, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants Europe to become a leader in the artificial intelligence sector.
We need more Europe, and we have to provide a bigger domestic market to all the startups when they start as Europeans.
The French leader told attendees Monday at the Global AI Summit in Paris that the EU would need to adopt the strategy that led to the swift rebuilding of the city's famed Notre Dame Cathedral 5 years after the devastating 2019 fire, the result of simplified regulations and adherence to timelines. Police in New Orleans say the dancer who displayed the Palestinian flag with the word Gaza during Sunday's Super Bowl halftime show will not face charges. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
But the NFL says the protester will be banned for life from league stadiums and events. The NFL says the flag display was not planned and that the show's producer, Roc Nation, was unaware of the cast members' intentions. The banner combined the black stripes of the flags honored by the Sudanese and Palestinian peoples. One of the performers held it high while standing on the roof of the car that was the centerpiece of Kendrick Lamar's performance. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Golf legend Tiger Woods has withdrawn from this week's Genesis Invitational Tournament for personal reasons. AP correspondent Gethin Kulba explains.
Woods says he planned to play and tried to get ready, but is still processing the death of his mother. Coltita Woods died unexpectedly last Thursday at the age of 80. Woods says he hopes to be at Torrey Pines later in the week. He is the tournament host of the $20 million signature event that benefits his foundation. The tournament is held annually at Riviera, but relocated to Torrey Pines because of the deadly L.A. wildfires. I'm Gethin Kulba.
VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.